तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय। देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय नामनि गौरात्विषे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वाञ्छाकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर अवर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ भक्ति शास्त्री भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु बाय श्री रूप गोस्वामी पाद। We are discussing introduction, which is actually the first chapter of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And in this introduction or the first chapter, there are three subject matters. We have completed the two and third, which we will discuss today. The first subject matter is Mangalacharan, which means invoking auspiciousness, that the work should be completed without any hindrance. That is the meaning of auspiciousness. The work which I am starting must continue without any obstacle or hindrance. And this Mangalacharan has three parts we discussed. And this is in the first to sixth paragraph of the introduction, right? Then something about the book. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has the four sides of an ocean. And of the four sides, which side we are discussing? Which eastern side of the ocean. And in the ocean there are waves. And the four waves of the eastern side, that is our Bhakti Shastri curriculum, okay? And then the third part in the introduction or the first chapter of original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is definition of Uttama Bhakti, topmost pure Bhakti, okay? And then we discuss the three aspects. There are three levels in Mangalacharan. The one is called Vastu Nirdesh, which means what is the object of this book, The object of this book is? What is the first line of that verse? Is the objective of this book? Akhila Rasa Amrit Murti. So Akhila Rasa means all mellows. Reservoir of all mellows. And Amrit Murti means eternal form. And who is that personality? Krishna. And which word in this points towards Krishna? Vidhu Jayate. Vidhu Jayate in the original Sanskrit. It is not there. Don't worry. So this is Krishna. Akhil Rasa Murti. Akhil Rasa Amrit Murti is Krishna. Is okay? Akhil Rasa means reservoir of all pleasure. Akhil Rasa. Akhil means complete, full, all. And Ras means mellows. And how many mellows we know? Five primary and seven secondary. Well, this is the subject matter of other side of the ocean. But just for information. Why Krishna is Akhil Ras? Because he is reservoir of all pleasure. Because? Because he is? Amrit Murti. Because his form is eternal. So make this clear. You remember this, right? At least write down this one line of Mangalacharan, first verse. Akhil Murti, Akhil Ras, Akhil, A-K-H-I-L, Akhil. Ras, R-A-S-A. Akhil Ras means reservoir of all pleasure. All rasas, 12 in number. And Akhil Murti, the other word is Akhil, A-K-H-I-L, no, sorry, other is Amrit, A-M-R-I-T, Amrit, which means eternal. And Murti means form, M-U-R-T-I, Murti. This much everybody was. This is the correct stuff of Krishna. Akhil, Ras, Amrit, Murti means this is characteristic of Krishna. This is how we define Krishna. Akhil, Ras, Amrit, Murti. Is it okay? Well, this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, yesterday I told you this verse, that is as it is in Chaitanya Madhya Leela 8th chapter and once 142 or something, yesterday we discussed. Yesterday I told you, you can find out this whole verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you remember, yesterday you have written this?
Yes.
What is that? Madhya Leela 8th chapter, verse number? 34 or 42?
42.
42, okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita, CC, Madhya Leela, 8th chapter, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 142. Okay? So this is the verse available in our Prabhupada's books. So at least first line you all must remember. Remember for your own relishment. Krishna is Akhil Ras Amrit Murti. And who is attracted by this Murti? Because he is emanating his beauty. Is spreading his beauty. And who is attracted? Gopis. Why? Because they are pure. They are the topmost devotees. They are attracted by Krishna. And there are three groups of gopis. Okay, that is in a Mangalacharan. Alright?
Yes.
Alright. So this is what we are discussing is Vastu. Vastu Nirdesh means defining the objective. So who is the objective of this book?
Krishna.
And what is the characteristic of Krishna? You write down these two lines. The objective of the book is Krishna. And Krishna is Akhil Ras Amrit Murti. And then you write down the meaning of Akhil Ras Murti. Okay? Is it all right? And who else? And if Krishna is the object of the book, then what Krishna means? Krishna includes
everything
in one sense, yes. But for the purpose of this book, Krishna includes
all the devotees,
all his incarnations, Krishna and all his expansions, and his dear devotees and the tadiya vastu. Tadiya vastu means guru, and the tadiya vastu means the things connected with Krishna. And we'll discuss today this. So Krishna includes all these things, all right? What is the second part of the Mangalacharan? Anybody remember? Guru Vandana, right? And the third part of Mangalacharan is?
Vaishnava.
Paying obeisance to Vaishnavas. Is it okay?
Yes.
That is called Mangalacharan. Okay, right, very good. So Namaskar, offering obeisances. And third is Ashirvad. So what is the Ashirvad? Do you remember?
Yes, volcano.
Oh, volcano. Volcano in the ocean. May this Rasamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita, be protected by mercy of Sanatana Goswami from critics. Those who criticize this book, or these critics are like a volcano in an ocean. They cannot do anything. They will be extinguished on their own. So this is the benediction. What is the other benediction for the devotees? This is the protection of the book. What is the other? All the devotees will relish. That is actually Vaishnava Vandana. There is Vaishnava, offering obeisance to the Vaishnava. The benediction is? All the devotees should relish the nectar of devotion, the pure bhakti. This is for devotees actually. Okay, then we have discussed this Mangalacharan, Vastu Nirdesh, Namaskar has two parts, just we discussed, and Ashirvad. This paragraph yesterday we need. Vastu Nirdesh is this verse. Okay? Krishna Rakshasak, this is the meaning of all these words. Alright? These are seven mellows we discussed yesterday. So three groups of the gopis. This is the prayer to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are compared here to, analogy is given to?
Shark,
Makra. Okay? And what are the three things which are special about the Vaishnavas? They are deep in the ocean of the bhakti or liberation. Ocean is compared to devotional service or and liberation. So the devotees are deep into the ocean. They relish there. They don't merge with the ocean. But they relish in the ocean, number one. Number two, they ignore the rivers. They never go to the rivers. Shark never go to the rivers. Which is like liberation for the jnanis and karmis and some other. And number three, they never come. They are never caught into the net of time. It means they are not again born. Their devotion will continue even after they leave this world. So time kill everybody and then take away everything. So even devotee will die, but when he will die, his bhakti never die. Devotee die, but the bhakti never die. Is it okay?
Yes.
Bhakti will continue. Is it alright? Alright, then we have discussed Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's four sides. Definition of this is our subject matter for today's discussion. Alright? We all will read this verse at least a couple times, that everybody should memorize this verse. And everybody better should write down on some card. People give you some visiting card, use on the back side, write the verses. Use that card, keep in your pocket. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktir uttama anya abhilashita shunya jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktir uttama. Anybody memorize it? Anybody has in their memory?
Yes.
Who will volunteer? Yes, Valdimir. Anya vilishasa sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam kanukulyena krishnano shilanam bhakti uttara. Excellent. Why? It's nice. Pronunciation okay? Memorize with closed eyes. Very good. Some devis on this side? Anybody who memorize this verse with closed eyes? Huh? Tomorrow at least one of you must be ready to recite. Some other? Yes. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktir uttama. Somebody, you remember this verse? No. So today this side is good. Tomorrow you should come prepared with this verse definitely. Anybody else want to try? Thank you very much. Very nice. What is your name?
Sandipuni.
Sandipuni Mani from?
Bhuvaneshwar.
Yes, Prabhu. What is your name?
Shubal.
Yes.
Anya
vilishita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktir uttama. Only by watching here one devi should read. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnano shilanam bhaktir uttama. Now translation, first line, when first class devotional service develops, what it means? When first class devotional service develops, what is the meaning? That is there. What it means, first class devotional service develops means? Develop means it is within your heart. It's not that it has to come from somewhere else. You understand this point? Develops means it is already there. Only we have to facilitate it to come up. You know? Is it okay? Develops means, you know, there is which verse we should quote immediately to say this? What is the ultimate aim of the devotional service? Krishna? And what is the verse we quote immediately? Develops Krishna prema nitya siddha sadhya kabhu nahi. It means love for Krishna is ready in everybody's heart. Otherwise, how the Prabhupada could make devotee in America, in Africa? If there is no love in their heart, how can Prabhupada bring them out? You understand what it means? Everybody has a love of Krishna very ready and mature in their heart. No heart is without Krishna prema. Is it okay? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Krishna prem nitya siddha. Siddha means perfect. Siddha means ready, complete. It's okay? Sadhya kabhu nahi means, is not that by some sadhan we get this. Our sadhan is up till bhav, and prem will automatically manifest. So prem is there. So when Srila Prabhupada says, when first class devotion service develop means, tendency is there, potential is there. Only we have to make effort. Is it okay? And which example yesterday I gave you? Baby has a potential that walk. Yeah. It is inside baby, and then you only hold the finger and it will start walking. So it's not that walking is, if there is no walking in baby, you can try anything. Baby cannot never walk. So the walking potential is in the baby. Simply you have to help, facilitate. So, Krishna prema is everybody's heart. Simply we have to facilitate. And what is the next line of this verse? Anybody knows? Sharvanadi shuddha chitte korai uday. What is the meaning of uday? Rises. Like sun rises every day. It's not that somebody is going to bring sun from somewhere. No, it is already there. When there is a right time, it rises. So how this uttam bhakti rises? It manifests two things. Sharvan, adi. Sharvan means? Hearing. Adi means kirtan and other things. So by practice of hearing and chanting, this devotion manifests. This love manifests. Is it okay? So when Prabhupada says when means, there must be, it must be there. It's not brought from anywhere else. Bhakti cannot be brought from anywhere else. It is within us. But it's given by, well, the Krishna prem is within us, but the process is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anybody knows the process? Brahmanda Brahmite koi bhagivan jiva. Guru Krishna Kripa Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. You know this verse?
Yes.
Very common verse. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. It is in the 90th chapter of Madhya Leela. By the mercy of Krishna, we come in contact with the advanced devotee. And by the blessing of advanced devotee, we get Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of devotional service. Is it okay? So seed of devotional service is given by some pure devotee. Is it okay? What is seed of devotional service? Oh, our Mishraji. Yes. What, sorry? Oh, I said this verse, which one? Krishna prema nitya siddha sadhya kabhu nahi. Can find out where is this?
Say, I think. Chaitanya,
okay, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, second chapter, 22nd. 22nd means Priyojan, Priyojan, Sanatan Goswami, Priyojan, right. 107. Okay, it's better you write down and memorize these verses. They are very, very sweet verses for developing devotional service. So, Madhya Leela, 22nd chapter, 107 verse. It's okay? And now the other verse I just quoted is Chaitanya Charitamrita, 19th chapter. Find out the verse. This verse may be within the range of 50 in this first part, maybe. No. Yeah, so find out this verse. Brahmanda Brahmite koi bhagivana jiva. Well, this is a higher study. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is deleted after post-graduation. But somehow Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has all these verses. Can you find out what is the... Well, this is Madhya Lila 19th chapter. 19th chapter, then you search Brahmand Brahmite. Brahmand Brahmite. Brahmand Brahmite. Brahmite means going from, moving from one planet to other, from one body to other. Some fortunate people come by the mercy of Krishna in contact with a pure devotee. Yeah, Madhya Lila. Teaching to Rupa Goswami. Shall I try? How are you doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, this verse is after 100, maybe, definitely. Oh, this is written in the Bhakti Creeper. Okay. Being situated on one side, being born, water, Krishna, Krishna, you. This is the one somewhere. One word is the person released. 151, I think. 151. Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, 151. Madhya Leela. Is it okay?
Yeah.
What is the verse? Brahmand Brahmite koi bhagyavan jiva Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bija. So what is the seed of devotional service? Dharmand devotional, this is the purport in this verse. I am reading just here, meditatively here. Dharmand devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Is it okay?
Yes.
I am just qualifying the first line of this Prabhupada's translation from our book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Right? Dharmand devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Is it all right?
Yes.
Now, comma, simply by associating with devotees, plural. Okay? Hearing their good instruction and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened, develops.
Where are you reading from?
This verse purport, just I told you the verse. Madhya Leela, 19th chapter,
51.
Verse 51, and last paragraph of the purport. Is it okay? In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. So what is seed of devotional service? That is the question now. Is it okay?
Yes.
These are very... Just to qualify the first line, when the first class devotional service develops, it means devotional service is dormant in everybody. Okay? How it develops? By association with devotees. Is it all right?
Yes.
So, this is the whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is focused on this verse. So this verse is what type? What yesterday I used the one word for this verse. Paribhashya Sutra is called, this verse is called Paribhashya Sutra of the book. Paribhashya Sutra. Most important word. Everything in this book is just for explaining this verse. Paribhashya Sutra. Paribhashya. Paribhashya Sutra. Well, Paribhashya means. Whatever is given in this book is explanation of this work. Bhashya. Bhashya means actually explanation. But this is the like most important, like sometimes we use the word like this is a root word. This is a very fundamental root verse for this book. This one verse, this verse of the devotional self, this one. Anya Bilashita Sonya. Everybody must memorize this verse. This is the key verse of the whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a key verse. Okay? Now, what is the seed of devotional service? I'm just asking you this question because what is the seed of devotional service?
Sambandha Gyan.
Sambandha Gyan is good. Okay, something more?
Yeah,
Sadhu Sangha. Okay, I'm reading, you focus. Okay? Focus. Next verse has an explanation of Bij. 52. It's okay? So I'm reading you for just meditate here. Hearing means submissively hear. Okay? Madhya 19:152. Second or third para. Bhakti Lata Bij means seed of the devotional service. Everything has an original cause or a seed for any idea, program, plan or device. There is first of all a contemplation of a plan and that is called the Bij, seed. Now what is the seed? Remember this. The methods, rules and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Bij or seed of devotional service. This is received from a spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Okay? And below this is very important line. Below this is very important line which is in this verse. What is the first line, first word in this verse? And below this just I read, below this line I am reading. Other seeds called Anya Abhilishita Bij. Other seed. Can you now understand? So there's a Bhakti Lacha and other other seeds called Anya Abhilash Bij. Anya seed are called and they are Karma Bij, Jnana Bij. You understand this? So we got a good word here. What is Anya Abhilasha Bij? What is Anya Abhilasha Bij? Is it okay? So better you read this purport of these two words in Chaitanya Charitamrita to enrich your understanding of this verse. Is it okay? Is all right? Lalita Neet? No? You are trying? Okay? Try. Krishna will blame. Empower you to understand. Is it okay? So, second line of the translation is okay?
Yes.
The definition of the verse. One must be devoid of all material desires. Which is the word in this verse, material desire? Anya Abhilasha. Anya means other. Abhilashita. The word is not Abhilasha. Abhilashita. This we will discuss today. So, devoid of all material desire is Anabhyalisha. This is in this verse. Can you see? You have written this verse? Write down, pakka, okay? Now then, comma, knowledge obtained by monastic philosophy. This is jnana, okay? So what is the meaning of shunya? Divide off, zero, nothing, no other desire. We cannot give up this desire. The soul naturally desires. So give up all other desires, only have a desire to serve Krishna. Is it okay? That is the meaning of anya. But abhilasha and abhilashita, there's a difference we'll discuss today. Okay? Is it clear? Now, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy means mayavad. Shunyavad, mayavad, this type of philosophy, that knowledge, it should be free from that knowledge. Same thing, divide will go, divide of knowledge. Okay, this divide will continue. Divide of all desires, divide of monistic knowledge. Can you see this divide? This will be attached to this also. Okay? This, and then, philosophical, and fruitive action, karma, karma adi. The adi is not here, adi we will discuss today. Okay? Adi means other things. Anavartam means? Avartam means covered. Anavartam means not covered. It's free from influence of these things. Alright? Then Srila Prabhupada is writing the devotee must constantly serve Shilanam. Krishna Anusilanam. Service means Silanam, activity. Okay? Krishna favorably Anukuliyena. Anukuliyena means favorably. And what is the opposite word? Pratikulya. Unfavorable. So kulya means favorable and anukulya means Anukulya means favorable and pratikulya means unfavorable. Okay. As Krishna desires, where is in the verse? Anu. Krishna Anu. As Krishna desires. Could be used like that. As Krishna says. For example, I'm just giving example. Well, I can offer everything to Krishna. Shall I offer also wine to the Krishna? I can offer and then take. No, why? Because Krishna don't desire. To what Krishna desire? Patram? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prachati. So if Krishna desire wine, he will say patram pushpam vinam. Huh? There's no problem, for Krishna knows all this. So it's not Krishna's desire, right? So you focus on this definition. The first class devotion develops, which means there is a seed in, there is a potential in everybody. Is it okay? Now, this verse has two parts. Primary characteristic and secondary characteristic. Primary characteristic means Swarupa Lakshan. In Sanskrit it is called Swarupa Lakshan. It means it is within. Without that, it doesn't exist. And secondary means they support the primary. To make primary pure, to make primary very clear, for support we have secondary, for supporting that, for making it pure. Okay? So in this verse, last two lines are primary characteristic. So what is primary characteristic now? Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. Is it okay? This is primary characteristic. Is that right? Now we will discuss this. So primary character has three parts. Yesterday we discussed, again we are discussing. Anukulyana means favorable, alright? Anu has also two parts. Anu? Anukulyana, no, Anu is one, Anukulyana. Anukulyana means favorably, alright? As Krishna desires. What do you want? Hare Krishna. Yes. Is it okay? Is it clear now?
Yes.
Now, Anukulian. We are discussing Anukulian now only. Alright? Anukulian means favorable. Favorable. As Krishna desire. Alright? Anukulyena Krishna, which is favorable for Krishna. This Anukulyena has two parts. You say it has two purposes. One is favorable attitude. Favorable attitude. Number two, pleasing Krishna. It pleases Krishna. Two parts. Favorable has two things. Favorable attitude and favorable
pleasing.
Desire to please Krishna. Is that right? Because this every word in this definition is so perfect, if there's no anukulyena here, then devotion, whatever you do is a devotion. If there's no favorable and pleasing, then the definition will be too wide. You understand this? So, now it has, because these two parts make this definition very, not very broad and not very narrow. Is it okay? How? Now, there is one secondary rasa. One secondary rasa is called Veera rasa, you know, chivalry. Chivalry. In the war, you know. Krishna enjoys fighting. Is it okay? Now comes his fighting with Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna. Narada Muni says, Kansa was thinking Krishna more concentratedly than devotee. So concentration of thinking on Krishna is very, very
strong.
And Krishna also pleased by fighting with Kansa, right? But because it is not, the attitude was not favorable. It is hatred to the Krishna. It is with hatred to the Krishna. So it is excluded from bhakti. It is not bhakti. Is it okay? Kansa, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, they pleased Krishna, but they hated Krishna. It was not proper favorable attitude. So they are excluded from bhakti. The other example we gave, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, with the stick, chastising Krishna when he ate the dirt, or binding Krishna when he broke the churning pot. And when she left Krishna, Krishna was crying. It was not pleasing Krishna. Krishna was not pleased. But was Yashoda against Krishna? Was hating Krishna? Yashoda has a sthayi vatsalya prem for Krishna. Sthayi means primary. She is the example of primary rasa of mother. So, because she was not against Krishna, so apparently her action displeased Krishna. But her devotion was so deep and pure, so she is a great devotee. She is not excluded from devotion. Is it okay?
Yes.
Is it all right? Though outwardly Yashoda's action appears to be displeasing to Krishna. But she has no hatred, number one. Number two, she was thinking of benefit of Krishna. She is thinking of pleasure of Krishna. Oh, if he eats dirt, he will be sick. So her mood was favorable for Krishna on the one side. Another side, she was helping the things used for service of Krishna, like milk. The things which are in the service of Krishna, if you... I'm just giving one another... Srila Prabhupada's one purpose is like that. You are worshipping deity. Some devotee is coming, senior. You can stop your worship and attend the devotee. Krishna will be more pleased. What I am saying, so when we take care of the devotees of the Krishna, the things used for the service of the Krishna, apparently we are leaving Krishna, not serving him, but Krishna is pleased by that. So it is devotional service. Is it okay? Is it clear? So this Anukulyan has these two aspects. Not too wide, not too narrow. Not too wide means the demons are excluded. Not too narrow means devotees are included. Though apparently Krishna doesn't look like pleased. But their purpose is, attitude is favorable. They have a love for Krishna. Demon has no love for Krishna. Hatred for Krishna. Is Anukulyan is okay? So these are two aspects of Anukulyan. Alright? Yes, Jubal?
It should be from the both side or one side is okay.
Huh?
It should be from the both side.
Yeah.
Doer or the, you know?
Yeah, it may miss, no, because it's controlling from both sides. It's making a like a balance. It's not too, not everybody can be included in devotional service.
No,
and not Krishna may like or may not like, but the devotees leave. Krishna was not liking that Mother Yashoda should leave him down from breastfeed. It was not, Krishna was not pleased, but the purpose of Yashoda is to protect the milk for Krishna. She said, my milk I can give any time to Krishna, what is the problem? But that milk is a devotee who is going to serve the Krishna. Why that should be wasted? So she was taking care of the devotee of Krishna. And he said, my milk I will give at any time. So her intention, her attitude was favorable to Krishna. But Krishna was not pleased by that apparently. That doesn't matter. So out of the two, attitude is more important. You know, attitude is more important than please. When the two, we balance the two. You know, what is it? What are the two parts of the Anukulyana? Attitude, favorable attitude and pleasing Krishna. So if we weigh the two, favorable attitude is more important than pleasing Krishna. Is it okay? You put it like this, this will be more clear. Krishna may sometime may be pleased, may not be pleased. As a child, he was not pleased many times when Yashovada was catching or chastising, but it was favorable. Is it okay? Is it clear? They say it is given, then we can find out other example also sometime. It's not difficult. Well, Akrur is another, I have not seen in a scripture, but Akrur is another example. He has taken Samantak money, which appears it was not pleasing to Krishna. But somehow, Akrur is one of the Nauda Bhakti's Acharya, of the Vandana Bhakti. You know, he has taken the Samantak money and he went to the Kashi. Which appears Krishna was not pleased by that. But Akrur is still included in the bhakti as a one of the great acharya of the Vandana bhakti, offering prayers. Is it okay? The other example, this appears to be very favorable, right? We can get more example if we really do exercise. You can do yourself, some devotees sometime, you can, in your own life, you can find out. Yeah, Bhisham Pitamaha is yes, he was fighting with Krishna. He is a devotee. But he was not acting, his attitude was he was a great devotee of Krishna. But he was fighting against Krishna. Well, Krishna was pleased by his fighting and also his attitude was good. So he is a devotee. Duryodhana on the other hand is not devotee because he was not favorable. And his attitude was not favorable to Krishna. But Bhisham is different. Right? Bhisham Pitama is another example. He's a little different, but he's a devotee. Is okay? So Anukulyan is over? Now we are going to second part. What is the second part? Anu. Yeah.
If you said two parts of Anukulyan, so it means that two parts must be there always to please Krishna. Yeah, it can be either one part.
No, both are needed because one is controlling the two vastness of the definition and one is minimizing the two miserness of the definition. So both are like boundaries. So both are necessary. But out of the two, the favorable attitude is more on the devotee side and pleasing is more on the exclusion, demon side. But both are necessary. Because of both, the definition is complete. If one is missing, definition is incomplete. Yes, like the Yashoda, like Bhisham. So still this is a devotee, he is a devotee. So both are important, alright? Well, the whole life you have to do this, you know, analysis throughout the whole life. Now you understand the philosophy, then practical life you have to apply every time. Okay? Anu has three meanings, okay? Anu means continuous. So Anu is connected with Shilanam. So Anu means?
Continuous.
It means repeatedly we do this. And second is following after. Following after means following in the footsteps of previous acharyas by the instruction of a spiritual master, following the order of the, you know, guru. So there is a follow. So Anu has three parts, continuous or repeated. So it's like that, I come only on Janmashtami for Krishna. There are many people you meet, they said, every Janmashtami I am coming, I am Krishna devotee. But he's not Anu. He's not continuously doing it. On Ekadashi I chant 108 rounds, but the 14 days I don't chant. So it's Anu is important because it's continuous. Is it okay? Anu, this is part of the continuous. So devotional service should be continuous. You know, I have, on my birthday I offer Krishna 108 preparation. But for rest of the days I just keep some sugar candy. Is it continuous? No. I am eating every day some prasad, but Krishna eat only sugar candy. So Anu means continuous. Repeatedly, same thing. Is it okay? You have a question? Yeah, this is the meaning of word Anu. This is the meaning of word Anu. So it is one part is continuous. Continuous means like chanting every day. Alright? And repeatedly means every day we offer prasad. The continuous, repeatedly, they are just two different words for the same. But the third following after is as Krishna desires, as a spiritual master desires. You know, this is what we shall, if, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, when somebody said, please, can you visit our temple? His answer was, if Krishna so desire. So he said, I don't have any desire. If Krishna so desire, if Krishna has a desire, then I will come. So he's just simply following the desire of Krishna as Krishna desires. Or as my, I will, if my and spiritual master give permission. You know, I want to go to Vrindavan. It's very nice, dham you go. But the question is, are you going anu? Are you going as per the instruction of the spiritual master on your own? So many people are coming to Vrindavan. Going to the dham is most important and favorable for devotional service. But all they are devotees? No. Because they are not following the spiritual authority. And you understand anu? So you put the two things for anu and we can give the example for all. I gave some example for continuous, and anu is also. Many people are, you know, doing something, but they are not having a parampara, following some authority. They are doing on their own. So if there are no anu, they are not pure devotee or uttam bhakti. There is a other devotion service which is called mixed devotional service. It's not pure. So anu is important, and shilanam has these means. Shila word has these meanings given by Jiva Goswami. In one word, Prabhupada used to call activity. Shilanam means activity. So bhakti is active. So shilanam has four meanings: to practice. To practice means activity. To serve means activity. Now practice means practice our sadhana. And service means serving the spiritual master, serving the deities. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. The service. Okay? Worship. Worshipping the deity. And to meditate. Well, how this Shila means meditate? This is will come in our Bhava Bhakti. Where the devotees, like I am giving you simple example, not now but future, some sadhus, they don't have really to offer something practical to Lord. They have no like ghee, they have no laddu, but in mind they said, I have cooked a nice kheer and I am offering to Radha Krishna. So there is in a bhav, in a meditation they are offering. That is called mansik seva, in a meditation. Well, for that devotee it is okay, not for me. I am eating, but I am giving to the Krishna by meditation, it's not good. You understand? But Raghunath Das Goswami, once he had some stomach upset. So Vaidya was called, doctor came. Doctor says he is eating some sweet rice. Everybody said he has not eaten for many years except a cup of buttermilk. So how you are saying he has eaten sweet rice? He said, no, this disease says he has eaten sweet rice. So they asked us, Das Goswami, doctor is saying, say yes. Say how? Maharaj, you never cooked, you never gave. He said, this morning in my meditation I cooked a sweet rice and I offered to Radha Krishna and they gave me Mahaprasad and I ate that. So this was not actually physical eating. But in a meditation he ate and he got a stomach upset. You understand? This is what actually meditation here put here. Jiva Goswami has this commentary. So that is at the level of Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. It's not our level. The other three are sadhana level, but the last one is Bhava level. Is it okay? The other three are called Chesta Rupa. Chesta Rupa. You know Chesta? Chesta? Chesta means endeavor. Endeavor. Means activity. Chesta. Chesta means endeavor. They were endeavoring. Is it okay? The other meditation is Bhava. So they are Chesta Rupa Bhakti. Is it okay? Now this shilanam, either at the mental level or at the physical level, has three parts. Can you see three parts? With body, with mind, with words. Now with body. with body, what are the things which we should do which are positive in our devotional service, and what are the things which are negative? We'll discuss with body positive, negative, we'll discuss with mind positive, negative, and we'll discuss with words positive, negative. But first we should understand what is the meaning of positive and negative, okay? If somebody is sick, doctor prescribes some medicine to take, that is positive. But also doctor gives some restriction not to eat fried foods, not to eat sugar, for example. So that is negative. Both are important. Both are important for cure of the disease. So for pure uttama bhakti, positive and negative both are important. Is it okay? I think it's 12:10. We should have a break for 5 minutes, Gayatri and something, then we'll continue. Is it okay? Okay, break for 5 minutes.